That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, last night, the safe in the circus wagon that serves as office for Lum and Abner was robbed for the second time. There are several suspects, but so far, no definite clues. As we look in on the circus grounds today, we find Squire Skimp in the office discussing the matter with Abner. Listen.
Well, now, that's the reason I came over, Abner. I just wanted to have a heart-to-heart talk with you.
Well, what was you want to talk about, Squire?
Abner, I know all this money disappearing the way it has looks bad for me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, hardly, Squire.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's more than natural that I would be the first one that you'd suspect.
Well, I ain't accused you of taking it.
Well, I just want you to know, Abner, that although the finger of suspicion is pointed at me, my conscience is clear. I have done nothing to betray your trust.
Well, I told you I don't think you done it, Squire. Ain't no use for you to keep telling me you never stole the money. I believe you.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Well, good. I'm proud you're happy.
As a matter of fact, Abner, I'm even willing to hire a detective at my own expense to come in here and clear the whole thing up rather than have you suspect me.
Well, I don't see no need in doing that. We're bound to find out who done it eventually, I think.
Well, Abner, there's another little matter that I want to talk with you about, too, confidentially.
Well, sure, Squire. Go right ahead.
Mind now, I don't want you to quote me on this.
Oh, I won't. No, go ahead, shoot.
All right, Abner, did it ever occur to you that Lum might be the one that's taking that money?
Huh?
Have you ever thought of that as a possibility?
Lum? What in the world would he be wanting to take it for? It belongs to me and him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he did take it, that wouldn't be stealing.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Half of that belongs to him, yes, but the other half is yours. Don't you forget that.
Yeah, but Lum never had nothing to do with the Squire. I can guarantee that. Why, he's just as honest a man as ever drawed breath. You seen the surprised look on his face when he opened that safe and seen the money was gone.
Well, yes, but he might have been looking that way on a purpose, Abner, just to throw you off the track.
Oh, no, not Lum, Squire. I've knowed him too long, had too many dealings with him. No, weren't him. Couldn't have been.
And why not?
Well, I can tell you why not in just two words. Impossible.
Well, I don't know, Abner. I don't think Lum would do a thing like that on his own either. But my point is, sometimes a man can be influenced by another person to do something that he himself knows is wrong.
What do you mean by that, Squire?
Well, just to talk straight from the shoulder, Abner. Here's this bareback rider, Sonora. She seems to have swept Lum right off his feet.
Oh, I know it. I know she has.
I believe he'd do nearly anything that she told him to.
Oh, yeah, she's got him wrapped right around her finger, all right.
Well, now, she's a smart one, Abner. She'd know just how to work a fella like Lum. You know yourself she had him all ribbed up to buy a big electric sign to put across the top of the tent with her name on it.
Yeah, and he'd have done it, too, if you hadn't have been there when the sign company called up about it and you canceled that order he gave him.
Why, certainly he would have. He was all set to buy it.
Yeah, that's right. How much was it he was going to pay for that thing?
Well, according to the call I had, he was going to pay $500 for it.
Yeah, that's right. Doggy, she sure must have given him a good sales talk.
Well, you can just bet that she did. And I'll tell you something else I heard a while ago, Abner. Zenora told a snake charmer that Lum was going to buy her a big diamond engagement ring.
Diamond engagement ring?
Yes, sir. And that could be what he intends to do with the money right there.
No, I just don't believe he'd do it, Squire.
It's that woman, I tell you, that Sonora. She's putting these ideas in Lum's head.
Well, I don't care what you say, Squire. I just never in this world would believe it. Lum, wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Here he comes right now.
Huh? Oh, yes, sir. Well, it was just like I was saying, Abner. You men ought to make a lot of money out of this circus. Yes, indeed. The crowds have been good, you know. Very good.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen?
Oh, well, hello, Lum. I didn't notice you coming up. Good evening.
Come on in, Lum.
Yeah, just keep your seat, Squire. I can sit over here.
No. I'm just fixing to go anyway, Lum. I have a little business to attend to before the performance tonight.
Well, I'll be around there before long to open up the box office.
It's all right, Lum.
And I'm glad he got out of here.
What's the matter with you, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just getting to where I can't hardly stand to be around that Squire skimp anymore.
What's the matter with you and Squire now?
Oh, same thing. I just don't like the altitude he's taking about this money disappearing.
Oh, well, I wouldn't pay no attention to nothing he says, Lum.
You wouldn't be talking that way if you knowed who he's trying to lay it on to.
I already know. And you're right. I never liked it one bit.
I don't blame you.
No, sir.
I run him out of the wagon here this morning. I wouldn't stand for him making such accuses.
Well, Lum, that ain't gonna get the money back.
No, I guess you're right about that.
Why, of course I am. Instead of doing all this accusing and jaw-flapping about it, we ought to get busy and try to catch whoever it is that's taking the money.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you whoever's been stealing it gets the surprise of their life tonight.
A surprise?
Yeah, I studied up a nice little trick for him.
You did?
Yes, sir, I sure did. And I just love to see the look on his face when he finds it out, too.
Well, hurry up and tell me, what are you aiming on doing?
Oh, it's just as simple as falling off a log. I just ain't going to put the money in the safe no more.
You ain't?
Why, no. They get it out of there twice, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ain't no use in just giving it to them.
Well, now, Lum, I wouldn't be carrying that much cash around on me if I was you. That's dangerous business. You're liable to get clunked right up on top of the head.
Well, I ain't going to carry it around on me.
Well, what are you going to do with it, then?
I'm just going to hide it in another place tonight. Ain't going to put it in the safe.
Oh.
I'll hide it in the bottom of that trunk over there tonight, and then take it out in the morning and carry it down to the bank and deposit it.
Going to put it in the trunk, you say?
Wait a minute. Be quiet.
What's the matter?
Thought I heard somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute there. What are you doing? Hold on there. Who is that?
Who is it, Lum?
Cedric, is that you?
Yes, Mom.
Well, just what are you doing slipping around the side of the wagon there?
Why, I wasn't slipping around.
Well, it sure looks like it.
No, Mom, I just started to come in the wagon, and I seen you and Mr. Abner was talking some business, so I started to leave.
Well, don't you be hanging around this wagon. You just stay away from here.
Yes, Mom.
Son, too, goodness, Lum, you scared me to death when you jumped up that way.
Yeah, I reckon I am a little nervous and jumpy.
A little nervous? Dogie, you might not jump clean out of your galluses there.
I know, but this thing's got me about half out of my head, Abner. You reckon Cedric could know anything about where that money's been going?
You mean, reckon if he stole it?
Yeah.
Well, now, Lum, he couldn't get in the safe. He don't even know the combinations.
Well, that's just what you think.
Huh?
He knows it a heap better than either one of us.
Who, Cedric?
Yes, sir. You know, I never can recollect that thing when I start to work it. And yesterday evening, I went to open the safe, and there was just me and Cedric in here, and I couldn't recollect the combination, and he sat right there and told me exactly what it was.
He never.
He sure did. I never thought a thing about it at the time, but I got to studying about it today, and granted, I hate to think such a thing about Cedric, but I'll swan it's planting mighty strong towards him.
Well, now, he might have just watched us open the safe, Lum, and learnt the combinations by heart that-a-way.
Well, I hate to say this about Cedric Abner, but I know it's him or Squire Skimp one.
Well, I don't believe it's him or Squire, neither one who done it, Lum. Now, Squire was in here a while ago, and he just might not have brung tears to my eyes telling me how innocent he is. I thought sure I was going to puddle up there once.
Oh, Abner, for goodness sakes. You don't expect him to admit it, do you? I'll tell you this much. After some of the stunts Squire Skimp's pulled on us, I wouldn't put nothing past him.
Well, Lum, if you hide the money in the trunk tonight, we can just watch the safe and we'll see who...
Wait a minute.
Did you hear somebody?
Who is that?
Huh?
What do you want? Speak up. I seen you. Halt her, I'll
shoot. Who is it, Lum? Who is it?
I don't know. I couldn't see for sure. And get down off of my back, Abner.
Oh, excuse me.
Just as I stepped to the door here, he ran around the corner of the wagon.
Well, why didn't you shoot?
Never had nothing to shoot with. Wait a minute.
Hey, watch where you're going next time. Hey, you're going to hurt somebody running around like a wild man that way.
Is that you, Squire? What's the matter?
Oh, that brother Zenores came tearing around the end of the wagon there and run right square into me.
Huh?
Knocked me right flat on my back.
Zenora's brother? Well, what would he be doing? Oh, my goodness.
Are Zenora and her brother mixed up in these robberies? Well, this new development seems only to complicate matters more than ever. Just who did steal the money?